Good day, and welcome to the Credit Bank of Moscow First Quarter 2015 Financial and Business Results Conference Call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Elena Finashina. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. So my name is Elena Finashina, and I am Director of International Business Division. And by tradition, I am opening today's webcast for Credit Bank of Moscow First Quarter 2014 Financial and Business Results. I would like to start from a brief introduction of my colleagues who will be commenting on recent developments as well as answering your questions. So today here with me are Vladimir Chubar, our Chairman of the Management Board, and also Eric de Beauchamp, Chief Financial Officer. Today, Vladimir will start with a general overview on the sentiment in the market and with a few comments on our business results, and then Eric will dwell on financial results of the bank. As usual, we welcome any questions from your side on our financial results after the presentation when we open the Q&A session. Now I would like to turn the floor over to Vladimir, please.
Thank you, Yelena. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you all for joining today's call on Credit Bank of Moscow first quarter of 2015 financial results. First of all, I would like to give a few comments on the operational environment and then proceed with a more detailed business overview. Also, the panic calmed down in the beginning of the year after a very high market volatility and uncertainty in the fourth quarter of 2014, Russian banking system is still living in a very harsh business climate. There can be distinguished a whole number of problems both Russian banks are facing, but in the general macroeconomic slowdown is the fundamental reason of the overall weakness of the system. Good news is that the government and CBR render high level of support to the Russian banking system, and we see that in successive steps they seem to move towards reversing the trend. Now let's move to our presentation, starting with the slide number 4. The key point on this slide I would like to draw your attention to is a drop in net interest in net income for the period down to 300 million rubles to compare with the 1.9 billion for the first quarter of 2014 and 1.7 billion for the first quarter of 2013. You can see it in the income statement table on the right-hand side. The reason is in so-called scissor effect when on the one hand we see a slight decrease in the net interest in income due to increased interest expense. And on the other hand, we see an impact from the doubled, newly created provision for loan impairment, in line with our conservative estimations of further macro development. It is hard to predict particular problems which the bank may face in the course of the year, but we are very cautious in regard to our loan book in order to avoid unexpected losses, which is especially topical in today's economical situation. On slide number 5, there is a brief description of corporate banking business development. Key point here is that corporate business was the main driver of the loan book as well as the deposit book growth in the first quarter of 2015. We forecast that this trend will be maintained till the end of this year. Such factors as good diversification, focus on short-term lending and synergies with the cash handling business provided the basis for good asset quality of our corporate loan book. In terms of risk management, we closely monitor businesses of our corporate customers, which is very important in such challenging times. Now I suggest turning to slide number 6. Retail lending demonstrated slight decrease in the first quarter of this year, which resulted from the tightening of the customer screening criteria and reduced volume of new loans generation on the backdrop of the worsening macroeconomic situation. Retail lending will not be the key driver for total loan book growth in 2015, with a primary focus on quality of individual customers in the target segments, mortgage loans and unsecured cash loans. It is worth mentioning here that in the first quarter of 2015, the bank optimized its multi-channel distribution network by closing several unprofitable branches and decreasing the number of payment terminals and ATMs. Now I would like to turn the floor to Eric to provide a detailed analysis of the bank's financial results. Eric, please.
Thank you, Vladimir. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. So now let's turn to slide number 8, where you will find details on the income and expenses dynamics. Operating income increased by 12% on a year-to-year basis and amounted to 7.1 billion rubles, mainly due to gains from foreign exchange operations, resulting from the expanding net FX position in the balance sheet in the first quarter of 2015. Operating income growth rates were diminished as a result of net interest income decrease. This was triggered by higher funding costs, which grew faster than interest income, leading to reduction of net interest margin to 3.7%. Fee and commission income decrease was primarily due to reduction of income from insurance contract processing caused by a slowdown in retail lending. The main source of fee and commission income in the first quarter of this year are commission from plastic cards, which increased by 24% on a year-to-year basis and amounted to 0.4 billion rubles. Despite the growth of operating expenses by 15% to 2.2 billion rubles in comparison with last year, which was primarily the result of the increase of volume of activity of the bank, the cost-to-income ratio went down to 29.3%, being one of the lowest among peers. The decrease of return on assets and return on equity to 0.2% and 1.9% respectively was driven by the contraction of the net interest income after provision to 0.3 billion rubles. As you can see on the bottom right-hand side, the main negative pressure on the net interest income after provision is represented by an increased cost of funding as well as higher loan loss provisions. The slide number 9 provides a breakdown of the bank's assets. Since the end of 2014, the bank adopted a very cautious approach regarding asset quality instead of focusing on high growth rates. As a result, reduced growth rates from the loan portfolio, together with a decline of cash and cash equivalents, led to a decrease of total assets by 0.5% to roughly 582 billion rubles. The net corporate loan portfolio stood at 265 billion rubles, which is 3% more than at the end of 2014. The net retail loan portfolio decreased by 2% to 118 billion rubles due to conservative risk management policies and lower approval rates on loan applications, as well as reduced demand on retail credit products from customers with good credit history. The bank feels comfortable with the current liquidity cushion, which is comprised of cash on hand, due from banks with maturity of less than 1 month, and the trading book. This liquidity cushion, as of today, represents 29% of total assets. Now let's move to slide number 10, which covers key loan portfolio metrics. During the first quarter of 2015, non-performing loans increased moderately, reaching 2.4% of the total loan growth portfolio due to deterioration of financial condition of several large corporate borrowers. Worsening macroeconomic conditions also influenced retail customers, with the growth of non-performing loans from 6.3% at the end of last year to up to 6.7%. Following conservative provisioning approach, the bank's loan loss provision ratio was increased to 4.8%, NPL coverage ratio to 201%. The growth of the cost of risk up to 4.6% reflects the complicated market environment of the beginning of 2015, but remains on the lower range of the market. Concentrations on top 10 and top 20 customers remain stable at 21% and 23%. Respectively. Related party lending went up to 2.5% of total equity at the end of the first quarter. Now let's move to the slide number 11, which focuses on the quality of corporate and retail portfolios. During the first quarter of 2015, the quality of the corporate loan portfolio stayed at a high level with NPL ratio of 0.4%. At the same time, the loan loss provision increased during the reporting period, resulting in a cost of risk increase up to 3.8%. On the retail loan portfolio, the cost of risk increased up to 6.3%, to be compared to a level of 5.9% at the end of 2014. But despite maturing of the retail loan book and complicated macroeconomic conditions, the bank still managed to maintain a good quality of retail portfolio, paying high attention to customer selection and maintaining a ratio of NPL coverage by provisions around 100%. The slide number 12 provides a detailed breakdown of the bank's funding structure. The main source of funding remains customer accounts, representing 71% of total liabilities and consisting mainly of term deposits. The division in terms of corporate and retail deposits is 39 and 32% of total liabilities respectively. During the first quarter of 2015, corporate deposits demonstrated an 18% growth on quarter-to-quarter basis, whereas retail deposits increased by 2%. Funding from the Central Bank of Russia decreased during the first quarter and now constitutes less than 1% of total liabilities. The total amount of bonds issued increased to 119 billion rubles after the placement of domestic bonds in March 2015 for a total amount of 3 billion rubles. The bank's capital position is shown on the slide number 13. The total capital level, according to Basel III standards, increased to 92 billion rubles, with a capital adequacy ratio of 15.8% and a Tier 1 ratio of 10.4%. Capital adequacy ratios under Russian accounting standards remain at a comfortable level, N10 ratio of 13.1% and N11 and N12 ratios at the level of 8.2% as of 1st of May 2015. At this point, I suggest finishing our 2015 first quarter result presentation. Thank you for your attention, and now let's proceed to the Q&A session.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press star or the asterisk key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We will pause for just a moment to allow everyone to signal. We will now take the first question from Denis Porvey of Raiffeisen Bank. Please go ahead.
Hello, thanks for the presentation. I have a couple of questions. The first one regarding quality of your portfolio. Given that small and medium-sized enterprises which dominated your credit portfolio and very dependent on turnover of imported goods, which are currently shrinking. What is your expectations on dynamics of your credit quality of portfolio in second and third quarter this year? Don't you expect some deterioration of it or stabilization? And the second question regarding EuroSIP, and it's known from mass media that you are considering these transactions. And my question regarding what is your value you see in this transaction, and how are you going to incorporate this business in your bank, and don't you consider to remake your strategy and giving this transaction? And any details would be very, very welcome. Thanks.
Thank you for the questions. I will start my answer from the second question. Actually, Yes, you're absolutely right. There is some kind of information in media last couple of weeks. First of all, there is no discussion between Credit Bank of Moscow and Euroleague. There is more discussion between two two shareholders, let's say like this. Yeah, so Mr. Avdeev and Mr. Tvitkov. That's why I cannot really comment on this question. I know some details, of course, but in general, first of all, there is idea of Roman to think about this. So that's why I just really confirm that they are talking to each other, and but it's still 50-50, my personal view. And regards to the first question about the quality of the book, I just can start like this. First of all, it was fair to say about CBM that we are SME bank maybe 5 years ago, 3 years ago. Now we moved our business activity and lending activity in the corporate book more to the corporate customers. Now we are more like medium enterprises and the corporate clients bank, let's say like this. That's why if I can answer your question about the decrease of the import goods, et cetera, there is no influence I see at the moment.
And okay, and what is your expectations on your quality? Don't you expect some lower spending on your provisioning for impairment loans going forward, or stabilization at this level?
You know, unfortunately, after a couple of hours ago we distributed the information about the possible IPO of CBM, I just cannot comment. I just cannot give you any comments about the forecasting. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thank you.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1. There are currently no questions queued. We now have a second question from Nick Dimitrov of Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Hi there. Just a quick question on the NPL ratio. There is a, as you put it, a moderate deterioration. But I just want to get some color. Did you guys sell any non-performing loans? And what is your charge-off rate in the quarter as well?
I'm sorry. Could you please repeat the end of your question?
Sure.
Any loans or?
Whether you sold any non-performing loans in the quarter in order to have this mild deterioration in NPLs? And what is the actual charge-off rate as well, or the write-off rate?
So as far as I remember, we didn't sell any huge assets, so maybe just a small amount was sold. Maybe Eric, you can...
In fact, it's not about sell. It's more about write-off that we had during the first quarter. In fact, so we have the figure in the accounts. We had 1.3 billion rubles of write-off.
Okay.
Of which 1 billion, roughly 1 billion on retail, in fact, and the rest on corporate.
Okay, excellent. And one other question regarding your margins. So we do see a very pronounced margin compression. Net interest margin went from 4.8% to 3.7%, and this is obviously because of the high cost of funding. Considering what's happening in terms of, you know, the Central Bank of Russia cutting interest rates, do you think that the worst is over in Q1? And can you give me some guidance on your net interest margin?
So I can just say that the worst is over. So we see now that the margin just coming back to the normal levels. So my expectation here, I think I can comment about expectations about the margin. I think that we will just coming back now to the normal levels we saw last year. So let's say what we call Caesar's effect, we just passed it in the first quarter. It was really dramatical, and what is CBR doing now? We really think it's good. So they're trying to push, they're trying to push the banks to start their credit activity, and it's really good for the macro economy. Well, this is my general comment.
Okay, thank you. And one last question. As you said, there's been rumors in the press regarding potential acquisitions. You can't comment, but just from a strategic point of view, if you guys consider to engage in some kind of acquisition or sanitation of a bank, as you call it, do you think that obviously regulators will have to sign off on it, right? But do you think that they're going to also engage in that transaction by either, you know, providing cheap funding or recapitalizing the bank that's about to be acquired? Or, I mean, how do you think about these things strategically? You don't have to comment necessarily on a certain transaction, of course.
Yeah, so there is a pure transaction without any additions from CBR, if you ask about this. So
okay.
What we see now, yeah, so in general, if there will be some, let's say, additions from CBR, it's good, but as far as I know, Roman, he didn't think about this.
Okay, all right, excellent, thank you.
Thank you.
We will now take our next question from Andrew Keeley of Sberbank. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the call. Yeah, I'm just wondering, Vladimir, refer to your comment in terms of seeing the worst being over in terms of the net interest margin. Whether you share this view in terms of asset quality and the cost of risk outlook for the second quarter and beyond. Thank you.
I can say just about the second quarter. So I personally do not expect any deterioration, which will be higher, for example, than in the first quarter. What I see now, we still have some couple of weeks till the end of this quarter, and you know that now in Russian banking system and Russian economy, things can happen very rapidly. So that's why my expectations are quite conservative, but in a general, nothing dramatical.
Okay, thank you. Just another question in terms of you mentioned about the positive impact from central bank rate cuts. I mean, do you feel that the key rates and the way that feeds through to your pricing, we're now at a kind of level where the demand from borrowers and the demand from corporates is going to start picking up, and I suppose the appetite also on your part in terms of increasing lending. I mean, have you been seeing any pickup in the in terms of activity in the second quarter? And do you just feel we're kind of now at a kind of key rate level that demand should start coming through more strongly, I guess, from here in the third quarter? Thank you.
To be honest, we saw good demand even in the first quarter with the rates we saw in the first quarter. That's why the majority of our customers didn't stop the activity, and we really also we saw a lot of new customers coming from the other banks, and we refinanced some of them. That's why I cannot say that there is just a start of the credit activity. It's maybe one more step to increase it from the previous level, from the levels of the first quarter, but it's not like just some huge jump, no.
Okay, and can you give any guidance at all about what kind of loan growth on the corporate and the retail side you're expecting for this year?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay.
I gave some comments on the previous call, so in a general like this.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1. There are currently no questions queued. As there are no further questions, I would like to hand the call back to the speaker for any additional or closing remarks.
Well, thank you very much for being with us today for the announcement of our first quarter results. Please feel free to ask any additional questions you might have to our IR team. Thank you very much and goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you. That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.